I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Pollinator Week 2019 is wrapping up with celebrations across Colorado, the U.S., and the planet. Honeybees contribute as much as $17 billion each year to the U.S. economy by pollinating dozens of fruit and vegetable crops. Scientists with the USDA are studying ways to keep honeybees stress-free and healthy. Stephen Cook is a scientist with the Agricultural Research Service in Virginia.
One of the starting points in understanding honeybee health and the stresses that they're exposed to is to conduct very controlled laboratory cage studies where honeybees are exposed to these different stressors. Methodologies, including genomics, could play a large role in helping us to decipher in great detail the effects of stress on honeybees.
And in studying bee genes, scientists have so far shown that the Western honeybee has 163 chemical receptors for smell, but only 10 for tastes. Scientists have also discovered the bee has a specific gene for the use of pollen and nectar, and the Western honeybee has fewer genes for immunity, detoxification, and the development of outer protection compared to other insects. The Urban Farmer Steakhouse in Denver is participating in Pollinator Week festivities on the 22nd with a happy hour and a mural reveal. On the 23rd in Fort Collins, there is an event focused primarily on a specific order of pollinators, Lepidoptera, also known as butterflies and moths.
I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.